application for a zoning change from an RMFS residential multifamily district to an RMFM residential multifamily district, and to withdraw the existing zoning agreement and replace it with a new agreement for the unaddressed property at the corner of Concordia Avenue East and Pegwood Street under file DAZ 220 of 2008.
Okay, we have registered here one delegation, Mr. Eric Vogan. Mr. Vogan.
Good evening. I've read through the reports available on the web. There are a couple of things I'd like to correct in there. On page 7 of the report, there's a comment that the lands directly to the east are zoned RMFM. I think they're RM7, which would, I think, automatically go to large. And an under description of the proposed development on the same page, our intention is to rezone to RMFM, not large. Our summary on page 8, again, the property of the east is, I believe, zoned RMF-L. We're here to get this, to change this zoning in order to move to a four-story building from a three-story building, which would be a limit under RMFS, small. So we're looking to get this in order to clear for a four-story building. The densities that we have here are adequate, but the height is what we're looking for.
And how many units?
It would be in the neighborhood of about 173. We are selling this property to another developer, and it would be his whether he can do that. We've discussed 173 on the site. I think there's room for a little more.
Okay. What sort of parking do you have here, Mr.?
Parking would be, I think, at 150%.
150%. Okay. So 150% up based on 173.
Again, we're certain that this developer's got that figured out pretty well.
All right, I might have some other questions in a minute. Okay. I don't have any other questions. We have one person registered for information. If you want to step down right now, Mr. Vogel, that'd be great. Thank you. Anybody here registered? Are there anybody else registered in support? Anybody else registered in support of this application? Seeing none. Anyone registered in opposition to this application here? Anybody registered in opposition that hasn't filed a note? Seeing none. I have one person registered for information right now, Mark Fruin. Registered for information. Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure come forward. State your name and address for the record if you don't mind.
Good evening. My name is Mark Fruin. At 34720 Blantyre. First of all, just thanks to Qualico for developing the Harborview South area. Looking forward to being a resident there soon. Just a couple of questions that I would have in regards to this new development here is, I believe with it going up to the medium size, it enables the development to be increased by close to 100 units. If that's the case, I'm just a little bit concerned about traffic flow and traffic capacity. Concordia right now is a two-lane road, one lane per direction. There is about 400 new lots, I believe, in the Harborview South new development. It also connects to the old development as well. So adding this, adding another multifamily in this area, I'm just concerned about the traffic flow. That's the primary thing. So I'd like to know what is going to happen to address potential traffic problems in this area.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm not opposed to it. I think there's some benefits here as well. By having a higher building, there's train tracks right behind it, so it could be act as a buffer, actually, to the noises of the train. But just traffic issues.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else registered for information? Mr. Profanik, you registered for information? You didn't fill out a slip?
No, I didn't. But I would like to speak on the matter. For
okay.
Question.
For information? Okay, yes. Sure. Come forward.
You've got to fill one out after you speak, Jim. You need to fill out one of these,
Mr. Profanik? Yeah, okay, for sure. If you can state your name and address for the record.
Profanic, 120 Profanic Drive. Now, I just have a question with the zoning change to, from the to the RMFS of 173 units. My question with the facilities at on Pegua Street for land drainage, was there enough capacity to handle that? So maybe that, that could be answered for you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, I made a note of it, so I'll ask that question to the administration or also Qualico. So thank you very much. Okay. Anybody else registered or wish to speak for information? Seeing none. All right. Mr. Vogan, if you could come forward and maybe speak to the items you've heard.
Firstly, with regard to traffic, these, and I believe, John, you could attest to this. These rezonings go through a public works review and land drainage review. And I am aware that we have adequate design to handle the capacities we're talking about here, from both a traffic point of view and a land drainage point of view.
Okay. And it's subject to the requirements with regards to what the administration has set out. You're prepared to meet those requirements?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's been a couple outstanding issues with regards to the development itself. First of all, on the unit issue, based on, and I guess I just want a clarification here, according to the report, by going to RMF, the proposed rezoning will allow up, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Mr. Wintrup, will allow up to 283 units?
Yes, that's correct.
So, okay, and you're talking a total of how many stories, four stories?
Four stories, yes.
So are you, would you object to limiting the, this hearing tonight, eliminating the rezoning, putting a proviso of 173 units? If you've got 150% parking supply, which is what the city looks for, limiting it to that?
Well, even under the existing zoning, we'd be allowed 181 units.
Okay.
And as I said, the my understanding is at this early date, the plan could be fine-tuned to get a couple more units on there, and I don't really know how many more that would be, but certainly if you want to say 200, I'm comfortable with that.
And what would that do for the parking situation, Mr. Wintrup? 200 units.
I'll have to take a look at the zoning bylaw. Yeah. They still have to provide the parking.
Do you have the developer of this project is very experienced. He knows exactly what is required, and he also is aware of what works for his tenants. And
so he would, you would not have an objection if you said 200 units, up to a maximum of 200 units with the requirement of 150% parking required?
Yes.
Okay. Tied to that?
Yeah, he has to provide 1.5 per dwelling unit. Like one and a half stalls.
So that'd be 300 stalls.
Yeah. And 10% of the required parking spaces must be unassigned guest parking. But they also have the option of submitting something called a parking management plan that they could offset the parking with bicycle parking, etc.
Okay.
And they do have to require, there is a requirement to provide some bicycle parking as well under the bylaw.
You know, the zoning agreement would apply for this was site plan approval at community committee.
Okay. Yeah, site plan approval will still be required, right?
That's right.
Okay. The other issue that has come up in the community since you originally filed for your application for this subdivision is the issue of pedestrian access, not so much in the neighborhood itself, but pedestrian access to the west along Concordia Avenue, out to the hospital and to the wellness center. And my thought on that was that you have a requirement for sidewalk in the development across, not so much the sidewalk in front of the building, but further to the west. You be amenable to a requirement changing that to moving it to the north side and building a sidewalk to connect the Harborview development through to under the overpass and through to the hospital? or the wellness center, because the wellness center is going to be building their own sidewalk, but it dead ends and stops at the overpass off ramp.
The question would then be whether I could eliminate the sidewalk west of the multifamily entrance and apply that saved length and get to the property on the west side of Highway 59?
Right, yeah.
Do that.
Okay. Well, and be aware that I would want tonight to put a requirement on the C2 property that it also be subject to a site plan approval as well, which is a normal requirement.
That would be there.
The C2 already has
that requirement.
That already has site plan approval.
Okay, so
all the multiple family that was rezoned as part of that.
Knowing full well that the issue of sidewalk could still be addressed there in the future, whoever comes forward with regards to that plan.
Thanks for the warning.
Okay. Okay. All right. The other concern I have with regards to traffic in the area, the existing Pegwis Road has not been upgraded. There's a need to upgrade this road. If you're going to be coming forward and rezoning this, I would suggest that within 6 months to a year, that there should, at the very maximum year, there should be a requirement to pave Pegwis on from basically from the railway track to the alignment that's been set out as approved by council.
We have a commitment to pave Pegwis at this point, and we will do that next year. I don't know that we'll have time to do it this year.
Okay. So, would you be amenable then to a requirement that it be done within the next construction season?
The 2009 construction.
2009
season,
construction season.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's also come to my attention, again, these are outstanding issues from your previous application, but it related to this because we're revisiting.
Yeah, sure.
We started greeting one at a time. With regards to the removal of Pegwis Street and Profanic Drive, both your development agreement and the development agreement exactly to the east of this site were silent on whose obligation it was to remove the road, both the Pegwis, you know, once Concordia is brought through, as you know, there's going to be a park on the north side, so there's no longer a need for those old roads being Pegwis and Profanic. Do you follow me?
I'm just going to look for a picture to make sure that I got a chance. Okay, I see the road that we paved.
That's right.
Yes, okay. Yes, what would you like to do with that paver?
Well, in the future, if Concordia is punched through, there is going to be, when Concordia is punched, there will no longer be the requirement for these roads to be installed at that time. Right now, the development agreements, both development agreements are silent on this matter. I'm suggesting that both developers be responsible for 50% of the share, half the road, to remove it, the other developer half the road as well, since it's bordering on both of your development agreements for removal and landscaping, basically.
I'm unfamiliar with the proportioning of the park that we have there in terms of whether we have 30% or 60%. I don't have that fact at my fingertips. I would think that because there is no plan there yet, that would be taken care of as part of that plan. I would expect that our dedication and the development agreement would require that we landscape the land we've dedicated. That's what I expect the neighboring developers agreement. So the road appears to landscape the site.
The road appears to be silent in both cases. It seems that the boundary of your development was on one side and the boundary of the other development was on the other side.
When you're done with the road itself, Havers?
Yes.
That's what the problem is.
Okay, I get you.
Your boundaries never touch the road itself. They're just up
to the
road.
So we're jointly responsible for landscaping the old right-of-way.
What I'm saying is jointly responsible for removing and landscaping the old right-of-way, both parties rather than...
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Okay, that was the only other issue that I've been able to surmount. The other issue had to do with Ham Street. Ham Street was required to be closed, if you recall, in your development agreement. When do you plan on doing that between Grassy and Williamson? That is planned to be eliminated, closed, and permanently landscaped this road. What is, it's right now still open.
I'd be happy to do that right away. I would think, however, that given that the neighbors that still got development applications underway there, Blaine Reimer and Jaworski family, may find that a necessary construction route. I'm not. That would be the only reason I'd be hesitant to say we'll do it right away.
Okay. All right, so if we said within the 2009 construction season, subject to the
requirement
lots.
For their construction access, yeah.
Yeah, requirement for their construction access. I hear what you're saying. So you're saying basically that in the event that they're still developing on hand, you don't want the construction vehicles going through the neighborhood if you can avoid it, basically.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the quickest way out for their traffic.
Do you know where they're at right now with regards to their...
I think Blaine Reimer's going to request him tonight for an extension of time.
It was... actually, he didn't need it, so it was... he's well on his way by the sound of it.
Okay, I haven't seen any houses started yet, though.
Okay. Okay.
But subject to that concern, we've had no problem cleaning up the access to Ham on Grassy.
Okay, fair enough. I would make it subject to their construction schedule. If they're not going, then it would be there immediately thereafter type of thing. So if they haven't started their construction yet or finished their construction. So again, the limit of 200 units and the requirement of 150% parking stall requirement is not an issue if we make that subject to this change today.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions. Okay. Thanks very much, Mr. Hogan. I don't know if anybody else has any questions. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to move, Councillor Brabati, if you want to take the chair, I'm going to move that the report with regards to the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that received public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm going to move that the Winnipeg Public Service recommendation be concurred in with the following amendments, that the site be limited to a maximum of 200 units with the requirement that the 200 unit, whatever, up to a maximum of 200 units, and that whatever amount is developed up to that maximum, that the parking requirement be a minimum of 150%.
All those in favor?
I finish moving my amendments. I'm going to move that this be also subject to a site plan approval. I'm going to move that the sidewalk requirement to the west on the south side of Concordia, the developer obligation on the south side of Concordia west of this site, that obligation be relocated to the point ending now on the south side of Concordia up to the existing requirement, and that the developer be responsible for, therefore, installing... In lieu of that, installing a sidewalk subject to final committee approval, installing sidewalk through on the north side of Concordia all the way from the terminus of their existing requirement on the south side of Concordia through underneath the overpass
and to up to the beginning of the new sidewalk requirement as required by the development agreement governing the Concordia Hospital Wellness Center project. I'm going to move that the commercial, let's just reassert that the commercial C2 lines also are subject to a site plan approval. See in the agreement.
That's in the agreement.
I'm going to say it again. And I'm going to move that pertaining to the development agreement be amended by requiring, I can give this to the clerk, by requiring to construct the pavement and related works in Peguis Street from Concordia Avenue East to approximately 30 meters north of the CPR Molson subdivision, including an asphalt concrete transition within the 2009 construction season, and that the recommending that this be done subject to this rezoning, as part of this rezoning. And secondly, I want to amend the agreements stating that the development agreement AG50/04 be amended to include a clause requiring the developer to be responsible for 50% of the cost of removal, remediation, landscaping of the closed portions of Peguis Street and Profanic Drive North and West of Concordia Avenue East, respectively. And the sidewalk issue address. Also, I'd like to move that the developer within the construction season of 2009 also meet the development development agreement obligations of closing and landscaping the section of Ham Street as stated in the development agreement as a requirement, unless access is still required for constructions of new lots on Ham Street, at which time the developer would be immediately required to close Ham Street thereafter.
Motion's been heard. All those in favor?
I think
are you
that's,
done? Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure I got everything here, Jeff. That's all.
No problem.
And just a note, the planner, you've made note of the corrections in your report that need to be addressed with regards to the zoning to the east, I should say.
Right now, it hasn't been rezoned because he hasn't signed his agreement.
Okay, so technically
it's zoned agricultural.
Okay, but basically the issue is, okay, RM, it's supposed to be medium, not, or it's supposed to be large, right? Is that what was applied for?
I'll have to check again.
Okay, just to clarify that as it goes forward, if you could. All right, those are the recommendations.
All right. Motion's been heard. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'll move that the supporting reasons, this is consistent with development in the area. It's Concordia is set aside as a arterial street. It's designated as an arterial street. This is a transitioning development between arterial and residential and lower density residential, so it's appropriate. It backs onto the CPR main line, the main line for the CPR running through the city. So it's appropriate again. There's a need for rental and condominium units in the area. And as well, the supporting reasons that this will address some outstanding issues with regards to the development, the existing development in the area that has already been approved. So I'd like to move those supporting recommendations.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And move that the hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay.